Sports. Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports around the area last night, let's start with boys high school baseball. Atlantic went on the road in the heat last night, picked up a couple of victories. In game one of a doubleheader at Creston, it was the Trojans bringing out the whooping sticks. 20-5 they beat Creston. That game stopped after four innings. Also in the second game, they took extras in that one as Atlantic outlasting Creston 6-2. That game took 10 innings. Dalton Franken and Derek Stork each belted two-run homers in the 10th inning to help Atlantic put that ball game away in extras. Also last night in doubleheader play in the Hawkeye 10, Kemper Catholic clobbered Shenandoah twice, 12-0 and 16-2. Lewis Central put the hurt on Clarinda a couple of times, 13-2 and 18-2. Glenwood beat Denison twice last night, 14-7 and 12-4. Also, it was Nishnabotna over Stanton, 10-0. Essex South Page beat East Mills, 17-7. Sydney outscored Fremont Mills, 14-10. Trainer topping Underwood, 8-3. Trainer beat Tri-Center, 8-3. Underwood was a winner last night. They beat Logan Magnolia, 9-8. Corning over East Union, 6-3. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley, 16-7. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton twice over Abe Lincoln, 11-5 and 18-9. St. Albert beat Westwood, 11-0. Iowa Christian topping Walnut by a final of 7-5. Orient Maxburg edging East Green, 6-4. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona, 7-2. Maple Valley over Boyer Valley, 12-0. West Harrison beat Whiting 10-0, and Coon Rapids Bayard a 9-5 winner over Des Moines Christian. In girls' softball play last night, it was Creston taking two from Atlantic, 11-1 in five innings in the opener and 3-0 in the nightcap. Harlan took a pair from Red Oak, 2-0 and 6-1. Denison split a pair with Glenwood, the Monarchs winning 7-0 in the opener. Rams took the nightcap 4-3. Essex South Page over East Mills 9-8. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 12-0. Fremont Mills also downing West Harrison 6-0. Trainer, a winner over Tri-Center 5-1. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 4-3, Corning over East Union 17-2, Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 7-6, Kingsley Pearson over Boyer Valley 10-5, Des Moines Christian a 7-1 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Also in Western Valley Conference Tournament play, Odebolt Arthur BCIG beat Logan Magnolia 11-4, and Woodbury Central over Charter Oak Ute 3-0 in girls softball last night. To Major League Baseball now, where the Boston Red Sox were able to avoid a three-game sweep in Philadelphia thanks to their starting battery. Jason Varitek smacked a pair of solo homers, and John Lester was masterful over seven innings as the Bo Sox downed the Phillies 5-2. The Phillies now pace the National League East by four games over Atlanta, while the Red Sox stay 2.5 games behind the Yankees in the AL East. CC Sabathia and Justin Verlander have become the majors' first 11-game winners this season, 5 days after they became the first to reach double digits. Sabathia was sharp in the New York Yankees 5-0 win over Milwaukee, scattering six hits and tying his career high with 13 strikeouts over 7 2/3 innings. He improves to 11-4 with his eighth victory in nine starts. Mark Teixeira clouted his major league leading 25th home run, helping the Yankees notch their season high fifth straight win. Meanwhile, Verlander was allowing one run over seven innings of Detroit's 5-2 win against the visiting Mets, improving to 11-3 on the season. New York had scored 52 runs in its previous four games, including 30 in the first two of this series. That victory inches Detroit a half game ahead of idle Cleveland atop the AL Central. Giovanni Soto hit a three-run homer to cap a four-run 13th inning, giving the Chicago Cubs a 5-2 victory over the San Francisco Giants. Soto's drive finished off an eventful day for the Cubs. Starter Carlos Zambrano left in the second inning because of soreness in his lower back. Then Aramis Ramirez hit a tying home run in the ninth off San Francisco closer Brian Wilson. The Giants were up 2-1 after a solo shot by Pablo Sandoval in the top of the 13th off John Grabo, but the Cubs struck back in the bottom half against Ramon Ramirez. Also, the White Sox beat Colorado 6-4 on Juan Pierre's two-run single in the 10th inning. Lance Berkman homered twice, and John Jay added a three-run blast as St. Louis outscored Baltimore 9-6, completing a three-game sweep. The Cards built an 8-0 lead in the 4th inning and coasted to their 4th win in 9 games since slugger Albert Pujols went on the disabled list with a fractured wrist. The latest win puts the Redbirds in a first-place tie with Milwaukee in the National League Central. Pittsburgh knocked off Toronto 6-2. Jeff Karstens held the Blue Jays to 2 runs and 5 hits over 7 innings. Houston's 8-game losing streak is over after Jason Michaels hit a 2-run homer and had 3 knocked in a 7-0 shutout of Texas. And Chris Volstead allowed 1 unearned run in 7 innings. John Buck hit a 2-run double, and Florida beat Oakland by a score of 5-4. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals filled out their 25-man roster by purchasing the contract of right-hander Brandon Dixon from AAA Memphis. Dixon replaces former All-Star closer Ryan Franklin, who was given his unconditional release on Wednesday. Signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2006, the 26-year-old Dixon was 4-7 with a 3.86 ERA in 16 games with Memphis this season. When he gets into a game, he'll become the 8th player to make his Major League debut with the Cardinals this year. In other baseball news, Phillies pitcher Cole Hamels is okay after getting hit on the glove hand by a line drive and leaving his start against visiting Boston after 4 innings. X-rays were negative, and the Phillies say the left-hander will make his next scheduled start. Hamels threw 4 scoreless innings against the Red Sox, lowering his ERA to 2.41. Derek Jeter says he'll rejoin the Yankees on Monday for a series in Cleveland. The veteran shortstop is rehabbing an injured right calf and will play minor league games Saturday and Sunday at AA Trenton. The Rockies bolstered their infield, acquiring veteran second baseman Mark Ellis from the Oakland Athletics for a prospect and a player to be named. The Red Sox have designated outfielder Mike Cameron for assignment after the 17-year veteran hit 149 with 3 homers and 9 RBIs in 33 games this season. Cubs reliever Kerry Wood continues to recover from a blister on his right index finger and expects to come off the 15-day disabled list in time for a weekend series against the White Sox. The Los Angeles Dodgers say paychecks for some part-time game day staffers bounced because accounts were frozen for 48 hours once the team filed for bankruptcy. Those who have direct deposit weren't affected, and a team spokesman says the checks were reissued on Wednesday. A person familiar with next season's draft schedule tells the Associated Press that the Marlins will open up their new $515 million ballpark against the St. Louis Cardinals on April 4th. That person spoke on the condition of anonymity Tuesday because Major League Baseball doesn't plan to announce the schedule, which is still preliminary, until September. Florida's downtown ballpark, which has a retractable roof, will be the first to open in the majors since Minnesota's Target Field in 2010, and the franchise will also be renamed the Miami Marlins next year. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha outslugged Albuquerque 18-13, while the New Orleans Zephyrs were beating the Iowa Cubs by a score of 7-6. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, another Major League Sports League is in the midst of a work stoppage. The NBA officially locked out players at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning following Thursday's three-hour meeting with the union. Players and owners failed to move closer to a new collective bargaining agreement, and the sides remain far apart on just about every issue. Owners want to reduce the players' guarantee of 57% of basketball revenue. Players countered with an offer to drop it to 54.3%, which they say would have cut their salaries by $500 million over 5 years. The players also sought an average salary of $7 million in the sixth year of their proposal. The only previous lockout reduced the 1998-99 season to just a 50-game schedule. Union head Billy Hunter says he hopes to resume negotiations within the next 2 weeks, but by this morning, all NBA personnel decisions have been put on hold until a deal can be reached, including trades and signings. The Boston Celtics beat the lockout deadline by making a qualifying offer to Jeff Green, who's now a restricted free agent. Green averaged just under 10 points and 3 rebounds with Boston last season after coming over in a trade that sent Kendrick Perkins to Oklahoma City. Also in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers have traded forward J.J. Hickson to Sacramento for forward Omri Caspi and a future first-round pick. Miami Heat reserve guard Eddie House has decided to exercise the option clause in his contract and stay with the team next season. Also, the Los Angeles Lakers guard Shannon Brown has opted out of his contract, becoming an unrestricted free agent. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFLPA head Demora Smith have resumed talks aimed at ending that lockout. This time they're joined by a handful of players and owners. The group is meeting at a Minneapolis law firm with U.S. Magistrate Arthur Boylan. The participants include New York Giants owner John Mara and Indianapolis Colts center Jeff Saturday. It's the fifth set of secret talks between the two sides this month as the clock ticks on the 2011 season. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that the NFLPA had a half-hour conference call to update players. The person said no big news was announced, but there was the same kind of optimism as last week when negotiations seemed to be making progress. Training camps are scheduled to open in just over 3 weeks with the Hall of Fame game on August 7th. BCS Executive Director Bill Hancock met with 10 officials from the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division for 90 minutes on Thursday to explain how the Bowl Championship Series works. Hancock said the tone of the meeting was friendly and the justice officials asked about how the BCS operates, how teams qualify to play in college football's 5 most lucrative bowl games, and its finances and history. The Justice Department initially raised its concerns with the NCAA about major college football's postseason system, asking why there wasn't a playoff. The department said previously there were serious questions about whether the BCS complies with antitrust laws. Louisville coach Charlie Strong says former Missouri quarterback Tyler Gabbert is now a member of his football team. A school spokesman says Gabbert will be eligible in 2012 and have 3 years of eligibility remaining. Well, 3 of the top 4 ranked players in the world are participating in today's men's semifinals at Wimbledon. Number 2 Novak Djokovic is playing the opening match on center court. The Serb is squaring off against 12th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga. The Frenchman bounced 6-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer in the quarterfinals and holds a 5-2 advantage in head-to-head meetings with Djokovic. The second semifinal pits Britain's own Andy Murray against top-ranked defending champion Rafael Nadal of Spain. The 4th-ranked Scotsman is trying to become the first British man to win the Wimbledon title since Fred Perry in 1936, and only 2nd to win the All England Club in more than 100 years. The Spaniard has won 11 of 15 matchups with Murray. Maria Sharapova and Petra Kvitova will play for the Women's Championship Saturday on center court. Sharapova won the first of her 3 Grand Slam titles at Wimbledon in 2004 when she was just 17 years old. This is her first trip back to the final at the All England Club. Kvitova will be playing in her first Grand Slam final on the most prestigious stage in tennis. And Wimbledon eventually could have a second court with a retractable roof. Having wrapped up a 15-year renovation project, the All England Club is contemplating future work, and one possible change being considered is adding a cover for Court 1. Center Court has had a roof since the 2009 tournament. Wimbledon spokesman Johnny Perkins says that everything is up for discussion and adds that a Court 1 roof can't be ruled in, but it also couldn't be ruled out. There are 2 retractable roofs at the Australian Open, and the French Open says it will have a retractable roof on its main stadium by 2016. The U.S. Tennis Association says it does not plan to put a roof on Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is the top court for the U.S. Open. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.